Britain.
Agriculture. Nature versus nurture. Awful weather has pushed more farmers into environmental schemes.
Imagine a line running through the middle of Britain, from top to bottom. West of the line, rain is frequent and the topography is tricky. Cows and sheep manage fine, but tractors and combines struggle. East of the line, rain is rarer and fields are flatter. Although it is not as pretty, the East is a superb place to grow cereal crops. At least it usually is. Last October, as farmers were preparing to sow winter wheat and barley, eastern England was inundated. Another deluge arrived in February, wrecking plans for spring drilling. It's been relentless, says Jack Watts of the Agriculture and Horticulture Development Board, or AHDB, which is funded by a farming levy. As a result, many farmers are being driven towards schemes that pay them for something other than growing food. The AHDB estimates that 15% less land will be planted with wheat, Britain's most important crop by volume, this year. The sodden ground will mean poor yields. The Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, a charity, expects a harvest of 10.2 million tonnes, 29% less than the average for the past few years. The barley crop will be smaller too. George Hoyes of Ceres Rural, an agricultural consultancy in Essex, says that farmers became intensely interested in environmental schemes in early spring. A scheme that pays them to grow legume fallow, plants such as clover and vetch, which improve the soil and provide food for pollinators, has been especially popular. The AHDB estimates that 558,000 hectares of arable land, 12% of the British total, will be fallow this year, up from 311,000 hectares last year. The ability to pay farmers for delivering environmental and other public goods was supposed to be one of the great opportunities created by Brexit, which took the country out of the EU common agricultural policy. For years it did not seem that way. The government was slow to come up with environmental schemes and farmers were slow to sign up for them, partly because payments were low. The government raised payments in January. Owing largely to the awful weather, lack of enthusiasm seems to be a shrinking problem. Some outfits, including the National Farmers Union, now fret about the opposite, that too much land will be taken out of production, imperiling the nation's food security. That is a weedy argument. Although Britain produces only 3/5 as much food as it consumes, free trade and national wealth guarantee its food security. Still, in March, the government cited the need to sustain production when it announced new restrictions on how much land can be put into certain environmental schemes. Andrew Brown, a farmer in Rutland, is not convinced by the wisdom of taking land out of food production. But he has sown much of his farm with clover anyway, and is glad he did, since his wheat crop is struggling. He thinks of himself as a businessman first and a farmer second. If they're going to pay me to grow nettles and thistles on my farm, I'm going to do it.